T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jalen Richard is a member of the Las Vegas Raiders, signed a 2-year contract extension in the offseason. He's a friend of the show, and he joins us now. Jalen, what is going on, man? Appreciate the time.
Hey, what's going on, man? I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, always always love any chance we get to have you on the show. So what has this time been like, man? I imagine, you know, if this were any other year, you would be getting ready for OTAs, and you'd be getting ready to know, I guess you guys would have that in Vegas. I mean, what have the last few weeks been like for you as you're supposed to be getting ready for OTAs?
Just really like a lot of like remembrance and just going back really and thinking about like at this point, like when I was a kid, I didn't really have all this, you know, with the quarantine we got going on. Like I was just at home, like having to be outside all day. I ain't really have all the blessings that I have now. So me being a pro, I just been like working to like make everything at home easier for me to do my job. Like I'm building out my garage into a gym, bought a lot of recovery tools and stuff like that. This time kind of been pretty easy for me, man. I get to work at home now and be around my family a lot more. You know, I've dealt with a lot more uncomfortable things growing up. I've seen a lot of different things growing up. So this actually has been not bad for me.
What about teammates? Do you talk to them at all? Is that reserved for another time? Like, is that you talking to them daily? Like, what's that like?
I'm talking to a few of my guys here and there on the team, and everyone's doing fine. You know, just trying to just focus on still handling our job that we got to do, like working out and stuff. Like when it was just a dream when we were kids, man, we were just working out wherever you could, whatever you could do. And, you know, you just got to remember that and understand that, like, now we even more blessed now. Like, I can actually go buy and put equipment around me. I can train the way I need to train and, you know, it not be like it was growing up. So everyone's in good spirits. Obviously, you know, it's kind of like bittersweet because, like, we don't have OTAs, so you ain't got to go to OTAs. But, like, you still want to be around football and you still want that camaraderie and that team building that, you know, makes it all worth it when we go to war with each other. So, it's, like I said, it's a little bittersweet. But hopefully all this passes over, man, and we're able to get back to some ball.
You know, before we get to Vegas and, you know, what we can expect, you know, sort of this season or maybe what we can't expect, you know, the NFL draft is going ahead full steam. You did go undrafted, but, you know, just sort of, you know, imagine a world where, you know, you didn't get to have those meetings and you didn't get to have your, you know, your pro day. I mean, how detrimental, you know, is not being able to do those kinds of things for the next Jalen Richard, if you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll tell you this, and this is my very firm opinion. I feel like it's going to be guys that get drafted this year that shouldn't get drafted. And it's going to be guys that possibly should get drafted or should get some more looks, but because of the way this whole process is going, that they won't be able to get those looks, and they probably will get missed out on getting drafted. And guys, I think it's just kind of going to mess up everything, but at the end of the day, everything happens for a reason, and the man upstairs has a plan, and I guess those guys that'll get missed out weren't meant to play in the league because of just the time and what's going on right now. But that's my firm opinion, that some guys are going to slip through the cracks that probably shouldn't make it in the league or shouldn't get a shot, but and then there's going to be some Jalen Richard that, like, because of the pro day situations and the uncertainty that they probably going to get passed on. And that's real sad for me, understanding that, you know, it's a lot of like D1, but, you know, lower D1 schools that have a lot of great talent. A lot of guys that need those real looks, like need those scouts to come in and see them face to face, need those scouts to see them in person and doing their drills and then backdoor with the film and put everything together and, you know, possibly bring them in like I was brought in on just like a little 3-day trial. But like now they don't even have the trial process because we can't be together. So like it's all really messed up. And I hate that for those guys. But like I said, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, everyone's going to be all right. Most man upstairs got a plan.
We are, of course, talking to Jalen Richard, Vegas Raiders running back here on the show. Undrafted out of Southern Miss, but signed with the Raiders as a free agent there in 2016 and just signed a new 2-year deal. So certainly a success story, no doubt about it. This was supposed to be an exciting time, Jalen, because you're moving from Oakland to Vegas, and it's supposed to be all about getting acclimated and getting to know the city. And, like, here you are, and Vegas is totally dark. Like, you can't go to a show. You can't go to the casino. You can't go out to eat.
Can't do anything.
So how bizarre has that process been? I mean, you guys are literally moving from Oakland to Vegas, and you can't even do anything in Vegas right now.
Yeah, no, exactly. So I'll let everybody know because everybody probably does know. But, like, we weren't going to be going to Vegas until, like, I think we had like maybe like a veteran mini camp or something. We were going to do like maybe 3 days down there, but OTAs was still going to be in Oakland or in the Alameda. So, and then we still was going to do training camp in Napa, I believe. So we weren't really going to be in Vegas fully until the season started. But yeah, man, this is all bizarre, man. We all wanted to get to Vegas. Like I was working I was working on a charity basketball game that I was going to do in Vegas this summer. Obviously, that had to get pushed back. I know a couple of my teammates were wanting to do some camps or something down in Vegas. Like, it just this is all but bizarre at this time because just the move, like I was saying, and guys trying to get out their leases and you know, move their families and just get situated so that when we did make the move, everything was smooth. And this is kind of hindering a lot. But I know we excited to get out there to Vegas. We excited to get to a new town and new facilities. We'll have, you know, a nicer locker room, you know, have our own locker room instead of sharing with, you know, the baseball team, the A's in the stadium. We got all the top-notch stuff now. Now as far as facilities and what they'll have and what the players can access, it'll be some of the best in the league. So a lot of us are excited for that, especially guys that came from maybe like mid-major schools that didn't really have all the nicest stuff. And, you know, coming to the Raiders, we just don't have all the nicest stuff because been in the spot for a little while. So now to get to those, like to get to all that, it just makes coming to work a lot more funner. So sad that it's kind of like slowing down. It's going to be a little longer. We probably won't get to Vegas until August now because we probably won't do the veteran mini camp. Mm-hmm. But really excited, man. Really excited to get to Vegas.
That just from the general feel of it, Jalen, I know none of us can say when, but like what are you operating on in terms of the NFL getting back? Is there a month or a date to your point about, you know, about reports of guys that you talk to, the front office? Is there like an ideal time that you're hoping to get back with everything we're going through?
Looking like we're going to go virtual, honestly. Looking like that we probably won't end up going to work until training camp starts probably. Mm-hmm. And everything will go virtual. I was talking to a couple guys that I know that don't even play on the same team with me. And seems like all the teams are shipping out the iPads and the playbooks and getting everybody their instruments so that, you know, you can study. And I believe going forward, some way through the iPads and our systems, they're going to start doing, like, our virtual classes. Because, you know, a lot of people think we just go to work and play football, and they don't understand, like, we in our meeting room going over film and studying and preparation that all goes into what we do prior to even stepping on the field. So we're not able to get on the field, not able to get out and compete against each other, but Best believe they don't pay us the bucks just to sit around and they can't touch us and talk to us. So we'll be doing something virtual very soon.
But y'all would just basically, you know, for you guys to not be able to come to work until training camp, that would really only mean you're missing the, in terms of organized stuff, just that veteran camp, right? Like there wouldn't be anything in June and July that you would have to necessarily be there for.
Yeah, we go all the way into June. So the schedule is like this. So if you had a new NFL coach, you would have started the end of the first week of April would have been your first day at OTAs. Mm. For me, because Gruden's been there, same coach since last year, I didn't have to report till April 20th. Mm. And then I think we ended camp on June 18th or June 19th. Then you get like 4 or 5 weeks off, and then you report to training camp July 26th, 27th, around that time. So, we still would have been up there.
Gotcha.
When you first go back, it's usually just, you know, working out with the strength program. You're really just getting in shape, but they want you on site. And then about halfway through that, you know, we start to put the helmets on a little bit. And then that's when it gets to after the rookies come in, you have the veteran mini camp. And you have the rookies come on and get added to that. So a nice little schedule, you know. Not on the field the whole time, just competing, but definitely around each other from classroom to lifting. So
we are, of course, talking to Jalen Richard, Las Vegas Raiders running back here on the show. In terms of the NFL, and you, as a member of the NFL, I know you've obviously noticed this and pay attention to this. I mean, they really have, whereas the NBA has said we're canceling things, you know, the NHL, or at least postponing NHL, same thing. College football is a little bit up in the air because I think you're at the mercy of universities and campuses being able to come back to school. The NFL has basically plowed, you know, full steam ahead. I mean, have you operated – I mean, is there any reason on your end to think that everything is going to be – or anything is going to be different? Are you just sort of operating like, hey, we're going to start the season on time in September and that's going to be the way it is?
I mean, that's kind of how I'm operating, but, again, we don't really know. So you always got to prepare for the worst. So, obviously, I mean, ain't nobody spending too much money right now, but just making sure that if we starting late, that everything's good, you know, that the fam is still good and just getting stuff situated. I believe that it could possibly happen. I mean, everything's getting pushed back right now. They said that it was at first OTAs was still a possibility, and now, like, we know that OTAs is probably gone and not going to be a possibility. So this is all uncertain right now. We haven't really had anything like this happen since I've been alive. So and I think it's just, I mean, you want it to start on time, but you just really don't know. So you just hope for the best and just stay prayed up in this time. But I have no idea. I hope it starts on time because I just love football. So I want to get back to playing on time. I don't want to have to wait. But, you know, with waiting comes, you know, more preparation. So I wouldn't be against it. Give me some more time to come in even more ready. So.
Were you happy or sad to see the Hard Knocks cameras leave last year, Jalen? And if what advice would you have for them Rams and Chargers players? Should we get it, right? And they're headed out there. They got to prep like it's going to be one. But what advice would you have for those players about Hard Knocks?
I ain't really just mess with the camera too much like that. I don't really be trying to be in the limelight. But, like, I would say just, you know, be yourself. I mean, if that's you and they gravitate to you, then that's cool. But I mean, I wouldn't put on no act or try to be, you know, the TV guy.
Not to. I was going to ask, did you see guys like putting on, like being a different version of themselves? Not to, I mean, they're your teammates, but did you see any of that for the camp?
Too entirely with us. You know, I didn't really see anybody I felt like got out of character, but I believe I've heard stories of guys like maybe like a couple Hard Knocks before ours, and, you know, you can tell that. People change for the camera, which, you know, it's different for a lot of guys. And, you know, some guys like the attention and some guys don't. So you hear stories of guys getting out of character, but I would just give guys the advice, man, just be yourself. If they gravitate towards you and want to make you a key guy, then, you know, rock that out and use that to build your brand. And, you know, because it's all positivity that comes with that. So, but if not, if that's not you, you know what I'm saying, you know, don't put on. So
no doubt. Hey, man, do you have any, like, Vegas Raiders gear yet? Like, have they sent you some, like, strictly Vegas gear yet? Or has
Nah, I ain't got nothing Vegas. If anything, everything I got just got the shield on it, really.
Because
that's how all our gear is. They don't never really put the Oakland stuff on there. But, yeah, I ain't got no Vegas Raider gear, man. I got to get some.
Yeah, I think they're going to start. They say they're going to start selling it around the draft.
Now, I think it was this time last week you were tweeting, like, three times the cops came out to – you were playing basketball, and three times the cops came out to your house. Like, Dak Prescott's having parties, you know, parties with 30 or more in there, and they're coming on you for playing basketball? What happened with that?
Yeah, man, but, you know, the difference between me and Dak is, you know, Dak in Dallas, and, you know, I'm in Mississippi. Hey, I'm in Mississippi. These people don't play across the border.
Man,
y'all know
see.
The difference between if you're in Memphis or Mississippi. As soon as you cross that border, it's like the police switch. They change up. But, nah, the police were cool, man. They were very nice and welcoming, you know, when they pulled up. And the three different times and the three different officers that I met, because I got police calling on me twice one day and then the following day one time. I was just out there, me and my little brother, just playing with my daughter. I had brought her little goal out as well, and we were just kind of like letting her dunk the goal. I was picking her up and stuff. So first guy said, man, this ain't illegal. You out here with your daughter. You just chilling, man. You know, you ain't technically supposed to be shooting in the street because I got my goal at the end of the driveway. And he told me in my neighborhood, I can't really shoot in the street. But he don't see no problem with it right now. So he let me go. He was like, enjoy the rest of your day. I go inside. I take her inside. I come back out about 35, 40 minutes later. Me and my little brother just finna chill in the garage. And I see him walking from the street. And I look out. It's another cop. So he comes and grabs me. And then the cop was like, yeah, somebody called in again. This time they were saying something about child endangerment because you had your daughter out in the street with you.
Wow.
And I'm like, really, son? He was like, yeah. He was like, we ain't tripping, but he was like, but we got to come out here and show face, you know. He was like, obviously, you ain't even hooping right now. I was like, yeah, you just seen me come out the house. He was like, yeah, bro. So he was like, you just have a good day. And then the following day, my father-in-law, he played college basketball, and he's like 6'9", almost 6'10". And he just wanted to go out there and shoot. I mean, he's like almost 60 years old. So we were out there just shoot, playing pig. And then another cop comes up.
Wow.
And they said that we got the police called on us again for playing basketball in the street. And he wasn't tripping at all neither. He was just like, man, look, if you just push it in another couple feet into the garage, I mean, into the into your driveway for me, he was like, I'm fine with that, man. He was like, I don't see the issue either, but we got to keep coming out here because they keep calling. So. Yeah. I don't know who it is. The other day, I slick just walked down the street and was just, like, trying to catch somebody walking out the house so I could say, hey, you the one calling the police?
Uh-huh.
No doubt. Hey, then real quick before we let you go, Jalen, the NFL draft's happening in a couple weeks. Listen, you guys have, as we know, two first-round picks, assuming one of them is going to be spent to get y'all a little bit of more help on the perimeter there with the receiver. Have you watched enough college football to know, like, which receiver, if you had your pick in this draft, do you think might be the best?
I mean, I'm a little biased because, you know, we got Quez Watkins over at Southern Miss, and I'm talking about dude can fly. So
Quez Watkins, huh?
Yeah, he could fly. But, no, you got it's so deep at the wide receiver, man, this draft. I'm not going to lie. I'm talking like you got, like, at least, like, what is it, like five guys that can go in the top in the first or second round?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in wide receivers, you got guys that can come in and be your number ones, man. Like, you got Jerry Jeudy, you got CDP, you got, the boy that was at Texas A&M. I don't know his name. You know, I just watch a lot of football. I don't even know any names all the time, but you got the boy at Texas A&M I seen. I think they got somebody at Oklahoma State that was good. You got Baylor usually always has the wide receiver that comes out. You got Oklahoma. You got, like I said, Jerry Jeudy. Alabama had, like, they got, like, 2-3.
Yep.
You got all the boys at LSU. You know, you got Jefferson, you know, who whole family played football.
Yep.
I played with his brother Ricky. He came in, and his rookie training camp was with us in Oakland. it's just guys everywhere. But I'm not gonna lie, Quez Watkins and any of those LSU boys, man, I'm telling you.
Okay, there we go. All right, well, you are on the right. I think you're gonna be a happy man, though. They're gonna end up with a stud receiver, though, for sure. That's all we need, man. We just need one more piece. That's it.
All good, brother.
Hey, Jalen, man.
That's all we need.
Appreciate the time, brother. Stay safe, man.
Stay safe, y'all too, man. I appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir. He is Jalen Richard.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.